This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. This might be a bah humbug coming up here. I don't know.
I'm going to watch you for that and squelch it. I'm Celeste Headlee. It is the holiday season. No bah humbugs. It's the holiday season is coming up soon. That means there's a brand new population at risk of H1N1.
Oh, you better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus.
That's a different Perry Como than I have.
We added the sounds of coughing to that, just to illustrate the fact that Santas around the country are asking for priority on H1N1 vaccine shots because of the exposure they get to thousands of children.
Santas are vectors
sitting on their laps. You know, when a kid's sitting on your lap, the kid's face is in close proximity to your own. Who better to ask about this than one of the Santas? Ernest Berger is the president and founder of Santa America. It's one of the largest volunteer Santa organizations in the country. Good morning, Ernest.
Good morning, Celeste.
You actually play Santa all year round, not just at Christmas time.
Our Santas visit 365 days a year. We focus on children with in hospice, in grievance situation with pediatric illness or suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. We're 24/7, so this is not an early call for Santa. I'm enjoying this thoroughly.
But how many kids would you estimate that you come in close contact with on, say, a monthly basis?
I would say during the holiday season, I'm going to see well over 2,000 children here before the end of the year. A typical mall Santa may see 5 or 6 times that number. But again, we're specializing in children in hospital and hospice, so it's a little bit more personal.
You went to your congressman down in Alabama and asked for priority vaccinations for the Santas in your group. Is the reasoning behind that you don't want your Santas to get sick, or just that they'd be carriers and symptomatic?
I think it's both. When we started the season, I mean, H1N1 is no stranger to us. It's been around now for a while, and obviously a very serious pandemic. We started to change our procedure for visits, and the most obvious you'll see when you visit with Santa Claus, Celeste and John, I believe you are going to visit with Santa Claus, aren't
you?
Oh,
sure.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of an elf litmus test.
But, yeah.
When you visit, you'll see Santa no longer wears gloves. We're going to use hand sanitizer, and we're going to try to make that a fun part of the Santa visit to keep H1N1.
Here, Johnny, wipe your hands with hand sanitizer.
Ernest, I'm a little confused,
right?
Though. I mean,
okay, go ahead.
Why can't you just get on the phone, say to the CDC, I'm Santa, I need H1N1, and they just give it to you?
You know, I think that would be wonderful if it happened, and obviously I think Congressman Bonner is doing exactly that at this point. What I asked him to do, basically, in a meeting last week, is to advance the process for us to get access to the vaccine. As you know, this would not be a problem if we didn't have challenges in the distribution of vaccine. We're finding, as an example, among our members and among Santas in general, that some number already have the vaccine.
Okay.
It's not been a problem locally. They've stepped up and they have the vaccine. In other areas, they
two arguments here, though, Ernest Berger, president and founder of Santa America. One is that, you know, you're still a special interest group. The other is, of course, John, that these are older men and many of them obese. And so they're at high risk for H1N1. So maybe there is an argument.
That's a bah humbug there. You bah humbug it there.
He pointed it out himself. He pointed out that these are people who are, you know, by definition, jolly with
Santa
a round jolly
belly. Can we agree on that?
That's Ernest Berger, president and founder of Santa America.